single track road now twists and turns down a gentle incline towards West Looe in an area of West Looe called Port Looe. Boatyards are usually situated very close to the water, but Port Looe Boatyard is an exception in that it sits on the top of the coastline overlooking Talon Bay, hidden behind the high Cornish hedgerows. Local man James Porter is continuing a family boat building tradition.
Looe in the summer seems to be a very busy place with passengers and holiday makers in general. But in the winter, it seems to be very quiet and ghostly-like, but it's also very busy if you go to the right places. In the boatyards in general, we maintain quite a few of the passenger boats and the little ferry boats, the wooden boats in Looe. Just taken on Looe Island as a job, Looe Island boatman. The type of things you'll see on Looe Island, you've got three houses to look at. You've got the customs house next door to Smuggler's Cottage, which is a bit of irony. You've got lots of seals out there, seabirds, you've got gannets, greater black-backed gulls, plenty of seagulls, which Cornwall's famous for its seagulls. So you've got lots of fish as well, which you can see nowadays from the glass-bottom boats. And I've built two of the glass-bottom boats here in Looe. That's gone down very well. One of them now is down in the Scilly Isles, which is quite unique. Looe is, I think, as good as the Scillies, if not better in some respects, in the fact that you've got the island, which is nice and shallow out here. You've got plenty to look at, and the fact that you've got such a mixed variety of sea life with the seaweed, plenty of fish to look at.
Further on from the boatyard opposite Colt Cottage is a right turn that will take you back to the road to Talland, itself well worth a visit. The Cornish Hedge is unique as a man-made wildlife refuge, with everything needed for the full cycle of life that it supports: earth, stone, crevices, damp and dry, shelter, decaying matter, and a huge variety of plant life from microscopic fungi to forest trees. Aiding this amazing variation of species and habitat is the mild Cornish climate, which favours activity all the year round. Mark Camp is an expert on the diversity of Cornish hedges, and he's going to tell us about them between Ten Creek and West Looe.
This lane was, until the middle of the 1800s, the main route into Looe from the west. Keeping high above the wet and boggy valleys, it followed the coast from the ferry crossing at Foy into Looe and on towards Plymouth. It was also the route to the parish church at Talland, tucked away in a steep-sided coombe leading down to the bay. The people of West Looe required to walk 3 miles to worship. No wonder they built a chapel on the quayside at West Looe. Today, the lane tends to be a quiet route, with a majority of traffic using the new road into Looe. But please still be careful and listen out for cars as you walk along. The lane is flanked by Cornish hedges, annoyingly high at times when all you want to do is enjoy the view, but there's a reason for this. The Cornish hedge is built to protect. They keep the Atlantic winds from flattening the crops. They stop the soil being carried away by the winter rains, and to house a multitude of insects, animals and birds who all help in what is an important ecosystem. Despite appearances, the Cornish hedge is actually a wall. Deep inside the grassy bank is a stone heart, broad at the bottom, tapering upwards. A sudden shock to any motorist who has the misfortune to hit one. Depending on which time of the year, the kaleidoscope of colours from the hedgerow flowers ranges from the white of the snowdrops to the purple of the foxgloves. In between, the creamy yellow primroses carpet the lower banks. The daffodils, or lent lilies as they are known, bob in the spring air. Wild garlic, also known as ransoms, fill the air with a pungent aroma, their white flowers contrasting with the bluebells as spring turns to summer. And then the foxgloves arrive, shooting skywards to escape the dense covering that by midsummer the hedge is clothed in. Other plants and ferns you will see as you wander along the lane, including the prickly furze or gorse, its yellow flowers giving off an aroma of coconut. Folklore states that when gorse is in blossom, kissing's in fashion. We have two types of gorse around Looe. One flowers in the summer, one in the winter. No wonder we're such a friendly lot.
Having passed Port Looe Barton Farm, we are now standing on the hillside overlooking West Looe. The Port Looe or Port Looe Celtic Cross is a strange historical artefact set into the hedge. The details have been worn away by centuries of weather, but it still exudes a strange power.
Wayside crosses were erected across Cornwall in the 9th, 10th, 11th century, as we would erect signposts these days, as a way of showing you you were on the right route from church to church, from village to village. You could say your prayers when you got to them to thank the Lord that you got there safely and to also thank the Lord that you would be safe for the next part of your journey onto the next church or village. The cross here at Port Loo was found in the 1930s, buried in the soils nearby. It's very much hidden in the hedge here. It's one of those things that unless you know it's there, it's very easy to miss.
That's the end of part two of the Ten Creek Tour. When you're ready, move on to track three.